Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The change is made.
You think they should play this for Jalen during his press conference a couple days from now? Jalen.
Yeah.
Like, he comes out to this for his press conference.
Well, here's...
He lightens the mood a little bit.
Here's the reality of all of this, is that AJ didn't look great last night. He had some alligator arms on a couple plays that he had. It's a... That's why you never point the fingers at anybody, man, because it's always got... If you point one finger at somebody, you always got three point back at you.
Well, you do. I mean, you have all that. And look.
94 WIP breaking news.
How about the Philadelphia Phillies here dropping news left and right? All right, so a few minutes ago, Hugh, we found out Kyle Schwarber back. 5 years, $150 million. According to Dodd Zalecki, the Phillies have also extended Rob Thompson's contract through the 2027 season.
Not a lame duck.
Not a lame duck. So is that a one-year extension? I guess he had.
Yes.
He was through 2026. So they keep doing the same thing, right? They keep adding the year. There was a story yesterday. They hadn't. I guess it was Dombrowski that spoke yesterday and said they hadn't agreed to the deal yet, which they talked about when the season had ended. So look, I mean, to me, this one was a no-brainer. You cannot bring a manager back as a lame duck. We saw that here in 2022. Joe Girardi was a lame duck, and it wore on him. It wore on the team every time they lost a game.
Yeah.
He was asked about his contract status, and if he's thinking about it when he makes moves, it becomes a distraction. So regardless of where you are on Topper, I think this is, if he's the manager, he has to have more than a year left on his contract.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just a good look. You don't want the guys looking at him like he's not going to be there long.
Yeah.
And you know, he has been pretty good. We've had some early exits as far as the playoffs is concerned, but you know, the way he's rallied his team during the regular season, yeah, he deserves it.
Also, it's not prohibitive to them if they do make a decision after this year. I mean, it's 1 year on a manager's contract, right? Like, if they want to move on after next year, it doesn't matter.
The Phillies couldn't wait to the day.
Or you just wanted to, have this whole
well,
day.
Well, we were trying to react to the nonsense now last night.
One thing at a time, everybody.
I know. It is a lot. It is a lot.
Jeez.
And I do feel a little pep in my step that Schwarber's back. I mean, I do.
I mean, needed it.
I needed it a lot.
I got a pocket full of pennies.
Yeah. Well, you owe him $4, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him what, that 400 pennies.
Yeah. You I don't think you can find 400 pennies.
No,
I got them.
Yeah, you're cooked.
They
I
just
got
the mint. They just printed the last penny.
No, I got them.
I take Venmo.
You have 400 pennies?
Yeah, I got them. Yeah, I'm going to bring them to you tomorrow. You'll get them tomorrow. You get your money tomorrow.
Hold on a second. Why do you have 400 pennies?
Because I keep my pennies.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep that jar of pennies in here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cash them in. I'm just going to leave them here as a reminder to you.
How you know I'm going to put them in the jar? I'm going to put them in a Crown Royal bag.
Whatever it is. They're going to be on display. You're going to have to look at them every day as a reminder that you lost the bet.
What, Joe? What?
Why do you keep your pennies?
What do you mean?
What are you keeping pennies for?
For a rainy day. Like today. When I can be petty. I got petty in me.
I know you do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, as I look at this phone, I'm just saying, anybody that's coming for me, they better be prepared because
okay.
I got petty.
Well, we'll get to that. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up. First, let's hear from some characters that were playing a role in last night's game, not named Jalen Hurts. Not a great night for A.J. Brown. Let's hear from him after the game on how he played and not making those plays.
That won't hurt me. That won't hurt me. No, I'm more than capable of making those plays. You know, Jalen trusts me in this situation. You know, I made some plays, but, you know, I wasn't great winning battle, you know.
On the one over the middle, there was a guy bearing down on you. Did you sense that?
Yeah, I was just going to be another tough one, you know. I'm more than capable to make that grab for him. Like, Jalen was, he stepped up in the pocket, you know, he under pressure. You know, so like I said, I'm more than capable of making that one for him, man. That one hurt.
All right, can we unpack the three bad ones from AJ? How bad did you think they were? So the first one was the first drive of the game, right? The shot play.
Mm-hmm.
It just was over his outstretched arm. I don't know. It was called a drop. Did you consider that a drop? I mean, it's one I've seen him make. He can make it. It just felt like they just were an inch off. I thought it was a fine ball by Jalen. I thought AJ gave a pretty good effort on the ball. It just, that to me felt, Hugh, like a 50-yard shot down the field that they were like...
Just a little hair off.
Hair off. So that one,
You give him grace on that.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at him for that.
Okay.
The one where he seemed to see the defender and he ended up having the ball ricochet off his hands for an interception.
Yeah, he got turtled.
Well, I think there's a two-parter on this. And maybe I saw it wrong. Maybe you guys saw it differently. Did the ball get tipped? Because that was a duck out of Jalen's hands. It was high. Not too high to catch, but I thought the ball out of Jalen's hands was not a spiral.
He had one against the Bears last week, too, that they were like, well, that must have been tipped.
But at least that was a windy night. Like, he's in a dome last night. I don't know what that was. And I thought it was a two-part problem. The ball did not come out of Jalen's hands well. And AJ, I think, Hugh, you said it. He saw the defense about to crush him.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't taking that hit.
He alligator.
But it's funny, man, because, and here's the thing. AJ usually takes those hits. You know what I mean? He's a big physical receiver. I guess he didn't want no parts.
Yeah. Of the three, that one frustrated me the most with AJ because I thought he didn't want the hit, and that's why that ball ricocheted off his hands for an interception. The last one that could have won the game, I don't know. I mean, the corner grabbed his arm as he's trying to squeeze the ball. I thought that was a difficult – it was a great throw by Jalen. No, that was probably Jalen's best ball of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, where the corner's arm came down as he's trying to squeeze the ball, I just thought, like – I'm not surprised it kind of popped out.
Yeah. I mean, but you gotta catch that, man. It's like anytime I was always told, I've never played receiver, but if it hits your hands, if it's close enough in your park, you're supposed to catch that.
Yeah. The second one, the one that led to the interception was the most frustrating one. All right. Let's also hear from Cam Jurgens last night, because we keep hearing them say they prepare well, they're on point in practice, and then it goes wrong during the games. Well, Cam said something differently last night.
I think we got to be clean during the week, you know, in practice, walk through. Everything's got to be clean, and, you know, that's going to lead to being cleaner during the game. And, you know, I don't think we're clean enough during the week.
Here, what do you make of that? I mean, they keep saying that they practice well and it goes wrong in the games. Cam Jurgens just says, they got to be cleaner during the week.
I mean, if that's the case, man, that means you're not locked in
to
some of the things that you're supposed to be doing. And if that's the case, then that's on the coaching staff. Because I remember being in practice, and when you mess something up, if you didn't know it, one or two things happen. Like either you ran the play again or you didn't play Sunday. So you got to clean that up.
I agree. And it's been a year-long thing with the penalties and not being on the same page. And that brings you inside to maybe the practice isn't as clean, isn't buttoned up as you want it to be. All right, one more here. Let's talk about the head coach, Hugh. Nick Sirianni has had a very strange season for me when it comes to in-game decisions. Around the two-minute warning, the Packer game, the Lion game, I try to rationalize what he's doing, and I don't understand. Let's talk about before halftime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they give the ball back after they kick the field goal. It's like 43 seconds to go. The Chargers are trying to make a drive, and Herbert gets picked off, right? Adoree Jackson gets the pick right before by midfield. And the Eagles have, and then there's a penalty, right? I think it was Vidal got, what did he get? The unsportsmanlike conduct because he slammed Adoree Jackson down. So the ball gets moved to like the 30-something yard line. Like
yeah, because he was out of, because Adoree was out of winded or something, right?
Yeah. They're in, you know, field goal territory, but it's a long field goal. And let's be real, Jake Elliott hasn't been great this year from distance, like a 48-yarder. 10 seconds to go. And instead of, and they have timeout. I think they have two timeouts. 10 seconds to go, two timeouts. Hugh, instead of running, what I thought they should do was just run the ball, right? Try to get, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 yards, call the timeout, and then give Elliott a little bit of an easier field goal. Instead, they send the offense back out for Jalen Hurts to just launch the ball out of bounds to say, I don't know, like that's to waste 4 or 5 seconds. So the field goal will be the last play of the half, but obviously no advancement of the ball.
I guess taking a shot.
But it wasn't a shot. He threw the ball out of bounds.
Well, I guess, like, in theory, the play was to, like, get the ball out of his hands quick and take a shot, and that wasn't the case.
I don't even know if it was that.
It was a few plays like that last
night. No, I know, but I think they told him to throw the ball out of bounds.
You think so? That makes no sense.
What was he doing then?
Maybe in that situation, he didn't get the read that he wanted, and he didn't want to waste any time.
Maybe
devil's advocate, yeah.
No, maybe I see what you're saying. Maybe if there was something there.
They thought they had a play.
And then if not, just.
Just throw the ball away. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you might be right. Because when they snapped the ball, Jalen just looked and threw it out of bounds.
Yeah, because if it's not there, kind of like what Herbert had one of those last night when it wasn't there. Towards the end of the game, kicked the field goal. He just threw it away.
So.
Because you don't want to burn too much time. You're burning time already.
Right. I think the idea is you want the field goal to be the last play, right? Go into the half. But again, it's not a 25-yard field goal. It's not 30. Maybe a few extra yards on a run makes it a little bit more doable. It's a missed field goal. Here's Sirianni on what they were doing before the half.
There was the sequence at the end of the game there. I think it was prior to 2 in the morning where you threw it twice, one to AJ, one to Devontae. Why throw there as opposed to run it?
They had some heavy boxes right there. I think you saw us get down in there with a heavy box with a slant route to AJ. And, you know, we weren't at that time. We were kind of bleeding 1 or 2 yards in there because of some of the pressures that they were bringing. I thought that was our best plan of attack. It didn't work. So you got to put that on me. Anytime we don't come out here with a win or something like that happens, I'll always take that blame.
All right, so he's describing there. That's on me. So we were talking about the first half. Hugh, there was also the second half before they go into overtime. What did you make of them instead of wasting time? That's what he's describing there. Instead of wasting time running the ball before the 2-minute warning to try to give the Chargers less time, they took the two shots. The clock didn't run. It gave the Chargers 2 full minutes to go on their field goal drive.
I didn't agree with that. The run, that's the part of the game where I was trying to figure out what they were doing.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at it like, okay, what is your end game? You know, you can't play for the tie. You're definitely not playing for the tie. So I would have ran Saquon as much as I possibly could,
yep,
and get myself in position to try to go for the touchdown. The running game was paying you huge dividends at that point, and Saquon was running hard. He was running like the accountability bunny was putting in front of his locker to try to say that he was soft.
Positivity.
Accountability. And he was accountable. That's what I'm talking about. When I said accountability, bunny, that's what he was talking about.
Right, what about everybody else? Were they accountable last night?
Well, it all depends on who we're talking about.
Quarterback.
I feel like Devontae was trying to do his thing.
Yeah,
I feel like the defense was trying to do his thing. Jalen Phillips, he's run averse. He don't want to play the run.
Mm-mm.
He don't want to play.
I think you hit it a couple days ago when you said it reminded you of Reddick towards the end here when he's going for the sacks. Here's my issue with the end of the game sequence by the Eagles. Justin Herbert is running for his life, right? Their offensive line is terrible. He's very likely on basically every drive to take a sack. So the way I viewed it was the Chargers need as much time as they possibly can get because everything's hard for them because they don't have an offensive line. So I thought running the clock down instead of taking the shots was the appropriate way to do it. They didn't do it that way. I just think Sirianni's had a very strange season around the 2-minute warnings on the second quarter and the fourth quarter. The one thing I did not disagree with him last night on was not playing for the tie. I think you had to go for the win.
I was cool
with that. That in overtime and all that. Now, the interception at the end obviously was a disaster, but I'm cool with the idea of we got to go win the game with a touchdown here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Daryl, who's in North Philly, up on WIP. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, what's going on now?
Hey, Daryl, what's up?
All right, so I need you to stay with me.
I'm with you.
Going into this season, everybody had their predictions that the Eagles weren't going to be as good as they were last year because of injuries.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Trades and everything else. Mm-hmm. But right now, they're on track for what everybody already predicted, right?
To some degree. Yeah, I mean, if they go 11-6, if they end up winning three out of their last four, that's probably around where most people thought, 11-6, yeah.
And we also understand that most teams, because only 9 in history, repeated Super Bowls. So it wouldn't be like a deal breaker if we didn't win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay, I'm walking with you. I'm walking with you.
Walk with him, Joe. Walk with him.
I'm walking with you.
A little coping.
All right, now, We're critical, which he deserves all of the criticism that he gets. But if we're going to treat Jalen this way and hold him to everything, every person who y'all say is better than Jalen has multiple 3 and 4 interception games. So let's have the same energy for them that we have for our quarterback.
No.
We've been watching football for a long time, and – we haven't won this. This is the best era of Philadelphia football. He deserves some leeway, not just one game or two games where we're ready to get rid of him.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
No, why? But why?
Why? You've been watching football for so long and only saw 3 Super Bowls.
No, so, Darryl, I don't. That's not the way I view sports.
Two of them is from Jalen.
That's wonderful. To me, it's what are you going to do now moving forward? All I care about, and all the Eagles should care about, is from this moment forward, and then we get to the offseason, obviously there's a lot on the table, is he the best option to go win the next Super Bowl? What is done is done. The leeway stuff is for losing organizations. What's done is done, and now what are they going to do now?
But what they're going to do is go back in the lab and recover and improve. I mean, it's a journey. It's not like, a one-and-done thing. No football. What team have you, like, the expectations that you have right now, what team is that model example?
Well, but we're talking about two different things. I'm not saying blow up the Eagles' core, because I think you're right? They have a core that won a Super Bowl, and with some tweaks, whatever that is, they could go win another one next year or whatever. Like, they're going to be good they should be good for a while. But that's different than the particular player, Jalen. I mean, you brought up repeating. You know, Darryl, I go back to 2018. 2018, they were coming off the Super Bowl, right? The year before, Wentz was an MVP candidate. By the end of 2018, I was done with Wentz. I said right here on this station, he's the problem, and they got a problem here. So, like, I don't care what happened last year. If the player is declining, who cares?
Well, how can we say a player is declining?
Well, because we have eyes. We have eyes. You don't see it?
Yeah, I see that we got a busted up line, which the run game is not working no more, which uh-huh. they get to the quarterback a little more. I'm not taking all of the blame off of Hurts. He gets half of the blame, too. I mean, it's a whole lot of blame to go around with the coaching, the play calling, the injuries, everything. So we owe it to our team. This is our team. Ride with the team, good and bad.
Well, they also – well, I hear you. But the team also owes it to the team, right? The Howie owes it to the roster to put the best quarterback out there, Darrell. And, Darrell, we got preached to the phone call. If that is still Jalen, then he gets to be the quarterback. I mean, that's – you know, ultimately, the Eagles make these decisions. We just give our opinion on them. He will be the quarterback as long as they think he's the best option.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's like there's no question. Ride on that plane. I wanted to ask Merrill, but you know Merrill's not going to answer that question. But riding back last night.
You think they were sleeping?
Nah.
No?
He wasn't. I mean, nobody. I don't think anybody sleep. They would. I would imagine that people were replaying the game over in their heads. They probably were watching film. You know, back in the day, we used to have the little viewer things. You could see the film.
Yeah.
Like, so it's probably, they probably watching on their iPads or whatever. That was probably uncomfortable, especially when you talk about the way that the quarterback played, the way that the offensive line had penalties that killed drives and things of that nature. There was some soul searching going on the plane.
No question. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Jack in Redding is up on WIP. Hey, Jack.
Joe, how are we today?
Jack? Well, I've been better. I mean, tough night last night.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I can't believe you're running a one-man crew there since I think Hugh's still in La-La Land, wherever he's at. But
hey, Jack.
Anyway.
Hey, Jack, I'm about to tell you like this. If you want to do this, Jack, I looked up your stats now. I'm not going to tell anybody what school you go to, but you peaked in high school. So if you want to do this, Jack, we can do this.
Hugh, listen, I've only played my freshman year. I told you I had surgery this past season. So
no,
I didn't
Jack,
play.
But like I said, Jack, I went through your resume. Jack, you're not even the second string quarterback on your squad, and you're gonna sit here and try to get me. Jack,
I just had surgery.
You ain't even a rising star on your team, so I'll let you finish. Go for it.
Let's get to the point. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts for a second. And Joe, you've made great points this entire show. That's why I like to listen to you the most. But anyway, I mean, can we just accept it's getting that time to just move on from him? I mean, it's just. Last year was such a fluke with him, and it's unbelievable how people still think he's the answer to start this dynasty and continue this dynasty.
Well, we're getting close. I mean, I'm getting close to the point where I think we have a problem. I mean, I think we have a quarterback problem because I think he's declining, and I think there's some similarities to what happened to Russell Wilson, who was a good quarterback, but when it started to go, it went fast, and sometimes I think we get fooled by like the stats, right? Like the touchdown interception ratio or the quarterback rating, and you watch the games and you realize there's a problem here. And I think the Seahawks saw that with Wilson, and so did Sean Payton. And I feel like we're fast tracking towards that, unfortunately, with Jalen.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's obvious, it's evident that, you know, typically when you're an NFL quarterback, you progress when it comes to reading defenses and getting through.
Wait a minute, hold up, Jack. This is where I got to jump in. What you know about being an NFL quarterback? Like, what NFL game have you played in, young man?
Okay, Hugh, what do you know about being an NFL quarterback?
I know about being in the NFL, and I also know about starting in college. What do you know about starting in college?
Let's just stop. Before you guys, it doesn't matter if he is a high-level player or not, right?
No,
most of our callers are.
No,
like, I wasn't a high-level player.
This is the problem that I had with this call right here. Jack is trying to be cute, talking about apologizing. I'm not apologizing. You know what? If your dad would have taught you some manners, you wouldn't even be calling in trying to do this. Like, seriously.
Hugh, I don't understand why you're so angry about it. You had a point.
I'm definitely not mad.
This is your career now.
I'm definitely, you're right. I apologize.
So I'm calling you out on your career now. And
okay.
That's what it is. So
what do I know about playing quarterback?
It comes with the territory, Hugh.
Okay, what do I know about playing quarterback, Jack? I know that you have to be able to process defenses. You have to be able to read the defenses, and you also have to make plays from the pocket. And if you want to make a criticism of Jalen, he didn't make plays from the pocket last night.
And that's my exact point. So I don't understand what.
But he's
won
the
Super
Bowl.
You need to be an NFL quarterback to realize that he can't get the
Well, you probably do because it's. This is one thing I can tell you about Jack is that the college game is different than the NFL game because it moves a lot faster. And a lot of times when quarterbacks have issues with that, it's because they can't process the information fast enough. Because the players that you're playing against, you know, like when you go to these elite schools, the players are a lot better. And in the NFL, you're playing against the best of the best. So when you are trying to make those progressions that you made in high school and college, they're a little bit harder to make because those passing windows, they close up a little bit faster. I wasn't trying. You know what, Jack? You're right. I came at you the wrong way. But there is something that I know that you'll probably find out when you do eventually play, is that the competition that you played against at, what, 5A or 6A, it's going to be a little bit different when you get to that level, when you actually start playing in college. I do know that for a fact. And then when you make it to the next level, if you're blessed enough to make that, which I hope you do, then you will see that the competition is a lot stiffer at that next level.
And Hugh, I appreciate that. But at the same time, we got to realize that Jalen Hurts is in what season now? I mean, this is fifth season
six,
now or something
six,
like that.
Six.
But here's the reality, Jack.
We're paying him 50-some million a year.
But here's the reality of this, Jack. Regardless of whether or not you like the way Jalen's playing, he's been in the league for 5 years, right? He's had success every year that he's been in the league. And it's safe to say, Jack, that he might have success this year. And he's been to two Super Bowls. So the thing that I was trying to get you to see the last time that we had this conversation was, yeah, Jalen's skills might be diminishing. I'll give you that. No question about that. But you can't take away from his accomplishments. And you know what, Jack? I'm going to do another thing. I will apologize to you because I came at you the wrong way. I apologize for that. As a grown man, I should have never done that. But, you know, I come from an era when, you know, you got kids that are younger than you that are still learning and they're being disrespectful. You kind of put them in their place. So I apologize for getting out of my having a little bit of a tone with you. But the bottom line is this, Jack. Jalen Hurts is an accomplished quarterback. And now he is playing bad. But to sit here and try to diminish what he's accomplished, that's ridiculous. That's just like me coming on here trying to diminish the championship that you won in high school, right? And then saying because you got hurt and you're not starting now, that you're not a good quarterback. You see the correlation that I'm trying to make there?
No, Hugh, I completely get it, but we're talking NFL here. And again, I appreciate the apology, we're talking
football, Jack. We're talking football. Like, I was wrong when I made it about the NFL. You're right. But now we're just talking football. And like I said, I can't diminish what you accomplished in high school because that's a huge achievement. It's a huge achievement going 7-4 and leading your team to a championship. But you can't – the bottom line is this. And you got hurt, but I can't diminish what you've already accomplished. That's all I'm saying.
No, and Hugh, no one's taken the Super Bowl away from him. No one's taken that away from him. But there's a difference between accomplishment and talent. There's a big difference.
Okay,
and
but Jack,
Jalen Hurts lacks in the
Jack,
talent
but
department.
Jack, but you know where it's when you say stuff like that, Jack, that's where it becomes a little bit disrespectful.
All right, Jack, appreciate
it, man. Because you haven't even reached – Jack, you haven't even started in college yet. And yet you're trying to sit on here and diminish what Jalen's done. And like I said, I wish you nothing but the best. But that's not fair and that's not right when you try to diminish something that somebody has done that you're aspiring to do. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we don't have to – like, listen, we're in a space where we let everybody speak, right? But when you come on here – and try to tear somebody down to lift yourself up, Jack, we're not going to do that. I apologize. You're right. I should have been grown up in this situation. I apologize for that. But you're not going to do that. That's not going to happen here. Not going to happen.
All right, 215-592-9494. Very normal show today is where all the Eagles have us all losing our minds. I threw my pen in the first segment. It bounced, almost hit Hugh. We've yelled. We've screamed. I think at one point I might cry. Kyle's probably already cried back there at some point.
I've cried three times.
Yeah, okay, 215.
Once from tears of joy when we re-signed Kyle Schwarber.
5 years, 150, best news we got all day. All right, where do you come down on all this? We'll get back to the phone calls. I want to get to what Jeff McClain wrote in the Inquirer because it feels like it might be the next domino in this situation with Jalen Hurts, his job status, what the Eagles are thinking. We'll get to what players are saying about the quarterback. Jalen's struggling. For the first time in 5 years. It was 2020 last time I sat here and said, we have a quarterback problem. I didn't think we'd get there. I think we're there now. Where do you come down at all? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.